Hello, and welcome to Grain Insight, a CN update on getting your grain to market. I'm Kate Fenske from CN Public Affairs, and joining me is David Shadnovic, CN's Director of Grain Marketing. Now, David, last time we talked about how grain has been moving this year. We know it's moving well. We've got almost 15 million tons shipped so far. Now, that's 12% more than the three-year average. Have other commodity levels dropped, leaving room for more grain to move on CN, or is this sort of a similar trend across the board?
Well, we're definitely seeing strength in traffic movement across the board just besides grain. And we use revenue ton miles as a good indicator of the density of the traffic moving on the network. And if you look at it on a crop year basis, regulated grain moving to ports making up about 20% of the traffic moving in Western Canada. And we've been having a record year for Western Canadian grain movement. You know, we just had a record March. That's like the seventh month in a row now that we've set a record for that month. And interestingly, overall, our Western traffic's up 5% year over year, but the increase in regulated grain only makes up a third of that.
So what other traffic is stronger right now?
Well, a couple of things. You know, we've seen a strength in Canadian coal shipments to the West Coast. They've been making a comeback lately with some strength in the market. We've seen some mines reopening as well, so that's been positive. And we definitely have stronger intermodal business as well.
So it sounds like good news, not just for Canadian farmers, but for commodities all across the board. You know, moving more traffic right now, but is it sustainable?
Yeah, and I guess one thing to point out too is that it's not just strength in Western Canada where we're busier. You know, you think of, take a look at it, U.S. grain's been on a really good run at the U.S. Gulf with a stronger export program. We've been seeing stronger coal movement in the U.S. You got good, strong housing starts in the U.S., which means a good book of business for our forest products business. And is it sustainable in terms of being able to move all this stuff? The answer is yes. I mean, we've been making a bunch of investments year over year over year in terms of adding capacity to the network. And we look at this on a short and long-term basis. You need the right combination of crews, power, fleet, and network capacity to move more product to market. And as we've been investing over the years, you know, we've been adding more and more network capacity. So there's more ability to handle more grain and more of everything else.
And talking about network capacity, we know that the Thunder Bay port recently opened. What kind of impact does that have?
Yeah, it was a little bit of an earlier start this year. Terminals were pretty full, waiting for shipping to open up. You know, the first grain lakers were in around 26, 27 March. So really, the supply chain was positioned really well to hit a strong opening at Thunder Bay. So now you're seeing an increase in movement to port again. And so, you know, from that perspective, things are just stronger all around. Just 2 weeks ago, we had over 6,000 orders that we received for Canadian grain, and that's well above average.
Thanks so much for your time, David.
You're welcome.
CN would like to thank all of our partners in the supply chain helping get your Canadian grain to market. For more information on how CN helps, please visit cn.ca/grain. Thanks for listening to Grain Insight, an update from CN.